USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The agreement between President Donald Trump and Congress to reopen government is only temporary to give a bipartisan conference committee 3 weeks to come up with a border security plan everyone can agree on. What if an agreement isn't reached?
If we don't get a fair deal from Congress, the government will either shut down on February 15th again, or I will use the powers afforded to me under the laws and the Constitution of the United States to address this emergency.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's response.
All understand the importance of securing our borders, and we have some very good ideas on how to do that, and that will be part of the discussion as we go forward.
Trump says back pay for federal employees would occur very quickly, but did not give a timeline. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So get the T1s to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super T and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super T and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheT.com. That's GetTheT.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the buy two, get one free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Longtime Trump associate Roger Stone was indicted by a grand jury on charges brought by special counsel Robert Mueller, who alleges Stone, while in coordination with senior Trump campaign officials, sought stolen emails from WikiLeaks in the hopes of damaging then-candidate Trump's opponents, Democratic Congressman and Judiciary Committee member Ted Lieu.
This looks like an explosive indictment because the facts they set forth look like collusion.
Speaking outside the courthouse over the shouts of protesters, Stone said he'll continue to be honest in any testimony or interviews moving forward.
I intend to tell the truth. I have told the truth through this entire proceeding, and I will prove that in a court of law.
Stone will be arraigned in Washington, D.C. next week. He was arrested Friday at his home in Fort Lauderdale. Stone has been charged with witness tampering, obstruction, and lying to Congress in the special counsel's Russia investigation. A St. Louis police officer has been charged with involuntary manslaughter in the shooting death of a fellow officer, while authorities say they were playing with guns. Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner on Friday announced the charge against 29-year-old Nathaniel Hindren. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
A year-long investigation of Texas voter rolls has discovered as many as 58,000 non-U.S. citizens illegally voted, John Clemens reports.
If a person registers to vote with the knowledge that they are not eligible, it's perjury. According to Sam Taylor, the Texas Secretary of State's office, every application has that warning on it. But if any of those 58,000 actually voted, that's a felony.
The people who actually voted, the roughly 58,000 who actually cast a ballot, that's a second-degree felony under Texas law.
That carries a prison term of up to 20 years.
Two people are lucky to be alive after viewing the lunar eclipse in an ill-advised location. USA's Chris Barnes with details.
A Florida police department says an officer ran over two people with a cruiser as they were lying on a dark roadway trying to watch Sunday night's lunar eclipse. The West Palm Beach police say the man and the woman, both 24 years of age, ended up only having to be treated at a hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. It happened at about 11:30 p.m. at the height of the eclipse when the officer was patrolling in a park and driving at about 5 miles an hour when his vehicle struck the pair. I'm Chris Barnes.
Fiat Chrysler is recalling more than 182,000 pickup trucks worldwide to fix an electrical problem that can knock out the power steering. The recall covers Ram 1500 pickups from the 2019 model year. Most are in the U.S. and Canada. One-third are still on dealer lots. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.